Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You know, there's something eerie about hearing a killer described in the most mundane of terms. The guy who shows up late for a hair appointment. The guy who makes small talk about, of all things, cats. The guy who compliments your teenage daughter's sports photo on your styling station. Nothing out of line, just a little off. But not off enough to raise an alarm. Not enough to stop you from grabbing your shears and making him look good and not plunging them directly into the back of his neck. Because at the time, you're not looking for danger. You're just trying to do your job. Today we're talking with a woman named Katie, a stylist who cut Andrew McGann's hair several times in the months leading up to the double homicide at Devil's Den. McGann didn't just walk into her salon off the street, he was referred. Polite, quiet, and came for Brazilian blowouts, of all things. And like a lot of stylists will tell you, after a few hours in the chair, even the quiet ones start to talk. In this conversation, Katie walks us through what she saw, what stood out, what didn't, and what she now can't unsee in hindsight. From their first meeting in early 2024, all the way to the last unexpected pop-in just before spring break. She gives us a rare look at McGann's public mask, the version of him that slipped under every radar. She shares a moment that turned chilling in retrospect, when he lingered a little too long at the photo of her daughter, when he showed up unannounced at night, when his mugshot later flashed across her phone screen, confirming the gut drop she didn't even know was coming. But what's even more telling than the red flags are the beige ones, the quiet details that didn't register until it was too late. Because McGann didn't look like a monster. He looked like a guy trying to squeeze in a trim. And Katie, like so many others in his orbit, had no idea who she was really talking to. So what does it feel like when the man in your chair becomes the man in the headlines? Let's hear it directly from Katie. Katie, let's get back into this and start from the beginning. How did you first meet Andrew McGann? Katie, it's not often that we're talking about a killer and we're getting so much information from his hairstylists. I've already talked to the stylist here in Northwest Arkansas in Fayetteville that was doing his hair as he was being arrested. But yeah, you have a little more insight into the personality of this man pre any of this going down. Take me back in time. I mean, how long have you known him? And give me your first impressions and memories of this man.
So I first did his hair in February of 24. Mm-hmm. So a little over, what, a year and a half ago, maybe? Yeah. And he was referred to me. So I took him on, no problem. He wanted a Brazilian blowout, and I had no problem doing that. I had him send me some selfies so I would know what I was working with, because he was actually the first guy that I would be doing a Brazilian blowout on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he came in and I did that service, and I was with him for probably about that. It's a little bit of a lengthy service. So mm-hmm. 2.5-3 hours that first time I did his hair, and everything went totally fine. He was quiet. Like, yeah, I definitely had to do the majority of the talking at first to kind of pull, you know, some stuff out of him. Mm-hmm. But he answered all my questions and we got super chatty, and it was a normal appointment.
Yeah. I mean, back when I was getting my hair done, which has been a century or so, or a decade, I used to, you know, to go, it turned into like a, you know, a therapy session almost by the time uh-huh. you're done getting your hair done.
I always joke that yeah. we should retire with a, some sort of certificate, some therapy. Yeah.
How about yeah. a dual thing where it's a salon and uh-huh. you're all licensed counselors? I think exactly. that would be a great idea.
I mean, we'd kill it.
But I mean, just normal questions. Do you remember even what you asked him? Because I mean, if it's just a normal day, you see tons of people, it's got to be, you know, not that easy.
So actually, the first question I asked him was why his selfies were so angry looking.
Okay.
Like, I asked him for pictures. He sent me the pictures. The majority were selfies. I think one was probably like a school ID or something mm-hmm. Where he was teaching. And he just looked so angry. And so I joked with him. I was like, my man, like, why are we looking so mad, you know, in our pictures? And he was like, oh, I just don't photograph well. And I was like, okay, just kind of left it at that. But mm-hmm. it was very like furrowed brow and mm-hmm. Like pursed lips and yeah. just, you know, angry looking. And then we just kind of moved on from there. But he answered all of my questions. I mean, we talked about, I have two kids. They're teenagers mm-hmm. and I have a picture of them on my station in their gear mm-hmm. For the sport that they play. And so I do remember him specifically asking many more questions about my daughter and the sport she plays. And it's a photo of my daughter and son together. Mm-hmm. And he was definitely much more, I wouldn't say interested. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. But I mean, he thought that it was really freaking awesome that my daughter plays the sport that she plays mm-hmm. and she's got to be a badass and, yeah. you know, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, mm-hmm, yep. Yeah, yep, she definitely is. So we talked a lot about that. And he mentioned he really likes cats, mm-hmm. More of a cat person than a dog person. And I asked if he had a wife, a girlfriend, any kids, and no to all of those questions. And I mean, it was a pretty typical appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did the conversation of work come up? Like, what does he do? And, you know, how long have yes. you been here? That sort of stuff.
Yeah. So he, I know his family all lives in the area mm-hmm. and he has been there for quite a while. Even though he started teaching in Texas, mm-hmm. I think coming to Oklahoma was kind of more of like home base.
Yeah.
Probably. And he did talk about teaching at Broken Arrow, which is where I live and the district that my kids would go to school in. Mm-hmm. They don't go to school there.
Yeah.
But I obviously have, you know, a ton of family and friends and very close ties with mm-hmm. the elementary that he was teaching at. Mm-hmm. And so he told me a lot about his running club that he had started and that he was a very avid runner. And he had actually come to his appointment that night directly from the running club that he was mm-hmm. doing there with the kids.
What did you learn maybe even post some of this. I'm sure a lot of questions started coming up about, okay, well, when he was around here, what do we know about him? You said you have some friends that teach over there. Did you hear anything from them about what he was like while teaching in Broken Arrow?
So my niece, actually, her best friend was in his classroom in Broken Arrow. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about this situation, obviously, of course, after everything sure. had come out. And she was telling me that he would say some interesting comments to a lot of the girls in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And apparently most of them were in Spanish, which I don't think a lot of the fifth grade girls knew, you know, a lot of Spanish. Mm-hmm. And one of the comments that he would say directly to her best friend was translated to like, hot, sexy, spicy monkey or something. Like, it was a very strange comment to be making
yeah.
to fifth grade girls. But the people that I know that directly interacted with him in the school always said he was a little bit quiet, a little standoffish, mm-hmm. A little different, definitely not your typical like late mm-hmm. 20s, you know,
yeah.
year old. But nothing that they felt that they had witnessed that was reportable of any kind.
Yeah. I mean, were you aware of anybody reporting? Because as far as I know, the records show that there wasn't, at least publicly, any sort of reporting from the students or parents going, what's up with this guy?
Not in Oklahoma.
Not
that
Oklahoma.
I know of. Yeah. I know that Texas, yeah. that there was some people that were reporting that. I think he was allowed to voluntarily resign.
Yeah, he was.
Texas, so
yeah.
nothing got reported after that. I don't think in Broken Arrow or Sand Springs mm-hmm. here, because he came from Texas, started here at Broken Arrow, went to Sand Springs, which is wild to me because Broken Arrow is, I'm pretty sure, the biggest school district in the whole state of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So to go from there to Sand Springs, which is very small, mm-hmm. I thought was a kind of an interesting switch.
Yeah.
Between those two. But he did tell me at one of his appointments that he was planning on eventually getting to Arkansas because they pay a decent amount more mm-hmm. for teachers there. So it wasn't surprising to me that he was going to move yeah. on to Arkansas at some point.
Where it might not have always been disciplinary reports or complaints. It was just more bouncing around at the beginning of one's career right. to get more money. Right. But obviously in Texas, we know a little bit different. And we keep saying that, I believe in Texas, he tried to go to again, another district, and then he lasted 3 days, then bounced back into Oklahoma mm-hmm. To continue teaching there. When you found out about this, let me ask you that, like, what was it like? Where were you? What happened when you realized, oh, the guy that did this is that guy?
Yeah. So I had a client come in. I was in Vegas and I flew in from Vegas. My flight was canceled, delayed, the whole, you know, shebang. It was awful. So I literally landed Monday at home, hit the ground running. And my first client back to work was telling me like, oh my gosh, have you heard about, you know, this Devil's Den, like murder stuff, you know, and all of this. And I'm like, well, I literally just, you know, got back in town, had a wild time in Vegas, great time. Like, and I'm just kind of getting back into it. And she was like, you need to look into it. Cause I am admittedly a lover of all things true crime, if that doesn't make me sound like a creep. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to check it out. Well, I kind of forgot about it after that, had a super busy week. Then on Thursday, I'm at the salon and I'm waiting on a client and I just open Facebook and I'm just, you know, scrolling, giving my phone a scroll. And here's the story reported by one of our local news stations. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, you know, I need to catch up on this. This is what my client was telling me about. And I click on it and start to scroll through the story and up pops his booking photo. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what the heck is going on? Like, mm-hmm. surely that is not him. So then I kind of do a quick scan of the article and yep, see his name. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that is definitely, because when my client on Monday was telling me about it, he hadn't been caught yet. Mm-hmm. So he was still, you know, like this murderer is on the loose yeah. and, you know, all of these things. And then to fast forward to Thursday and I'm just scrolling and, you know, pop into this story and holy crap, there is my client.
Yeah.
it was wild. Like I never in a million years, like the time I spent with him was not a ton of time.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him, I think 4 times mm-hmm. from February of 24 through the last time was about spring break ish this year.
Yeah.
But never in a million years did I ever think that that would be anybody I'd be seeing in a situation like this.
I'm guessing you've been doing this for a little while.
So
I'm going to guess over that course of time, you've had some creepy folks that have come and sat in that chair yeah. and, you know, yes. you kind of like that's, I'm uncomfortable. This is weird. Would you have put him in that category until after you found all this out?
No. Every time I did his hair, it was fairly late at night. I was at the salon by myself, just the two of us, mm-hmm. like, but because he was a referral, you know, there, right. I never had a question. Mm-hmm. He never did anything yeah. with me or in my presence to make me think that, sure. I will say the last appointment I had with him, which actually wasn't even an appointment. He mm-hmm. did not have an appointment scheduled mm-hmm. and he showed up to the salon around spring break of this year. And I always lock the door because, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. that's what we do. And I was the only one in there and I was letting my last client of the night out. And it was probably about 8:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And as we walked to the door to unlock it for me to let her out, he came like rushing up to the door and I was like startled, you know, mm-hmm. and my client was like, whoa. And I was like, oh, Andrew, like, hey, what's going on, man? You know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I was just in the area and thought I'd, you know, see if you could squeeze me in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okie dokie. Well, it is 8:30 at night and this was my last client. Mm-hmm. So I guess come on in. And so I cut his hair and yeah. all was well. And that was it. That was the last time I saw him. Yeah. But it was interesting because he's always had an appointment. Mm-hmm. And anybody who knows me and has come to me for any amount of time, like it's a very appointment-based business. My sure. salon is absolutely not a walk-in salon.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we're all very well established. So nobody's sitting around just waiting for sure. anybody to stroll through the door.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
Yeah. But other than that, just, you know, kind of a fairly normal seeming guy, you know, yeah. angry in pictures, but you know, there's a lot of guys that are angry looking in pictures, but
right. he was yeah. very particular about yeah. his hair.
Very
so the fact that he had to go to jail with half a haircut, I think is it's instant karma right out the gate. Like it's nowhere near enough karma.
No, but, no. And, yeah. and had the smock. He should just be required now to wear the right. smock as well for right. the rest of his life.
Show that in court.
Katie, thank you so much for talking with us today yes, and giving us you. your story on this. Yeah. Another slice of that life that we're trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's something deeply unsettling about how normal it all felt until it didn't. That's a part that lingers after this conversation with Katie. You're left with this uncomfortable truth that someone capable of what McGann allegedly did could just as easily sit in a salon chair for 3 hours, smile politely, and ask about your daughter's soccer game. And that, until the moment it all unravels, they look just like everybody else. What Katie shared wasn't about some smoking gun or twisted confession. It was about the slow burn of recognition, the subtle shift that happens when the name you casually know becomes the one attached to a mugshot, a press release, a double homicide. She didn't realize she was cutting the hair of a man who'd later be arrested in a smock halfway through a haircut. But that's a kind of surreal detail that sticks with you. The fact that he was arrested mid-trim, as if even justice interrupted his vanity. Katie gave us a rare window into that before space, the space that so many people now want to scrutinize. Could someone have known? Should someone have reported something? But here's the truth. Most of us don't live with that level of suspicion. Most of us trust that if someone is standing in front of kids in a classroom, they've been vetted. Most of us assume a guy asking for a haircut isn't plotting something unthinkable. But clearly in this case, the system missed it, and so did nearly everyone around him. So where does that leave us? Leaves us with a hard look at how predators like McGann can navigate public life, bouncing from school to school, salon to salon, wearing the face of a man who blends in just well enough until he doesn't. And it leaves us grateful for people like Katie, willing to come forward and share what they saw, not because they had it all the answers, but because they have a piece of a puzzle. And right now, every piece matters. Thank you to Katie for coming on and sharing her experience. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to get in on that. And press subscribe while you're there. Press subscribe on the podcast if that's where you're listening to us. If you haven't found us on the podcast platform but are on YouTube, do that same search wherever you get podcasts. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you can subscribe there and take us wherever you go. I want to know your thoughts, though, in the comments. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.